Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. Boy, we're rolling into 2022 pretty fast, aren't we? Well, anyway, this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Tuesday to you all. I hope that it's going really terrific for you. In fact, I hope it's going in the direction of your best and most promising and most productive desires. And even if your direction does tend to sway or swerve a little bit today, keep pushing forward until you're back on the straight pathway to your goals and your dreams. Whatever you do, don't give up on them. Don't let them go. And you know what I truly believe? If you don't let them go, they won't let go of you either. There's just something about having a dream and a goal. I know for myself, you can make it a reality, even when it seems impossible, even when it appears that there's no way, and even when it appears that there is no hope. You can, you can, you can, you can. Did you hear what I said? I said you can, and that means you can. There is hope. And you know what? I'm speaking to someone today who has more stories and proof of that than most of us do about having hope. He is a Houston icon with many, many years of media history and radio and television. In fact, he was inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame in 2009 for his stellar radio career. And not only that, if that brilliant career wasn't enough in itself, he has also been at the helm of one of Houston's most amazing community organizations as the Director of Public Relations for the Star of Hope Mission. Star of Hope is a Christ-centered community dedicated to meeting the needs of homeless men, women, and children. Their programs focus on spiritual growth, education, employment, life management, and recovering from substance abuse. How about that for a mission, huh? I tell you, that's a great thing, and they do a great work. It's my pleasure to introduce Mr. Scott Arthur as my special guest today. Welcome, Scott.
Well, it is my pleasure, and you know, I could listen to you forever. I'm in the business of listening to voices, and your voice is just, it's full of hope and encouragement and peace. And, you know, I'll just listen. Forget about me. Just you talk for a half hour, please.
No. Listen, this is my plan and my show. We're going with you today.
All right.
But you know what? I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that because we both know how powerful that can be in the lives of others. So with us both having similar types of missions and what we do with the ability to speak and the power of words, it really does matter. And that's really a compliment coming from you. I appreciate it so much. So how are you doing?
I am doing very well, and so is Star of Hope. You know, Star of Hope did not close at all during COVID. You know, we're still open. We are.
That's great.
You know, we're still following COVID capacity and the rules and all like that because we are a facility considered a community. So we are still doing social distancing, masks, quarantine, et cetera, et cetera. But we're still reaching out to, I would say, over 1,000 homeless men, women, and children every single day here in Houston.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, we're going to talk about that a lot more in just a few minutes, but what I want to do, and I did mean that, it's my plan to talk about you. One of the things I love to do is tell people about people. You know, when I said in the beginning, you may have missed a little bit of it, I talked about people having hopes and dreams. I know a lot of people love the idea of being in media. In other careers that I've had, you know, people talk about, of course. But I like learning about your journey. And I know there's probably a book-sized picture of that, but for the sake of time today, I want you to just give us a snapshot of when
sure,
you got started. Tell us how you got started.
I started in college radio back when the dinosaurs were still roaming the earth, and after about three semesters, I realized that, you know, I don't want to go to college. I've already got a job in radio, and this is what I wanted to pursue. So I did, and I got to the point where I did some radio and some TV. I was in Miami. I was in Scranton for a while. I was in Philadelphia for a while, and in 1976, I came here and did a TV show, and that lasted for about a year or so, and then I continued to do some TV and radio. Then I ended up on a radio station called KQUE, which basically their demographic was 50-plus, and it played Sinatra and jazz and Ella and big band and everything like that. And I did the morning show for 18 years, which was at a time the record. And during that time, After 10 o'clock in the morning, I didn't have anything to do. I was bored because, you know, your morning show is like 6 to 10. So I started a PR firm, and some of my clients were the Rivoli Restaurant, if you remember that back when, Mr. Car Wash, and the Hard Rock Cafe. And I became the Hard Rock Cafe PR director for about 10 years. And one time they said, we have this thing called Star of Hope that we're going to do a 5K run for, and we'd like you to get press on it. So I was able to do that. And Star of Hope called me about 2 weeks later, and they said, we would like you to work for us. And I was like, well, you know, I only have maybe two or three jobs at this point, but how about if I just become your media liaison? And I was able to be effective because at that time, my name was pretty well known, and I knew all the radio and TV people. So, you know, if Star of Hope needed something, I just picked up the phone, and Star of Hope became part of the communication. And I did that while I was still on the air for 13 years. And after that, I said, listen, I'm going to be retiring from radio. And they said, how about we hire you full-time? So then I became a full-time director of PR for 15 years. So I've been on their payroll for 28 years working with the homeless.
Oh my.
And I have to tell you this, and I share this every chance I get. Once I sat down in this desk and looked out the window and realized that everything that I could do for Star of Hope, this amazing organization, which is press releases, talking to different media people, doing stuff in front of the microphone, behind the microphone, in front of the camera, behind the camera, doing personal appearances, I suddenly realized that God has been training me for 25 years for this job, because I can be effective telling people about Star of Hope in all the ways and all the skills and all the talents that God gave me. And it comes to this.
Yes.
So every day I get up and I say, thank you, God. What can I do for you today?
That's awesome. And, you know, I love the story. That's why I like having my guests tell it, because even though it may not always seem to an individual while they're on their journey that they may be going to a place like you just described where all those skill sets come together purposefully for your, you know, for your life's work. So that was beautiful. And I thank you for sharing that. That was awesome. I want to mention something, though, just because it made me feel kind of special. Some years ago, I was handpicked. I don't know what your entire crew was that got me on board, but I had the honor of being in one of Star Hope's videos for a very special occasion. You remember that?
Yes, you did. And remember it. I picture it every time I talk to you. You were absolutely amazing. Folks, you need to, you can go to Vimeo. I don't remember the name of it, but you can go to Vimeo.
I'm going to share it later.
Under Star of Home. Oh, please do. It was, in my humble opinion, it was one of the best videos we ever did. It is wonderful.
Yeah.
And you are wonderful.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Mean, you bring a tear to my eye.
Oh, my God. I think at the event, all of us started crying. I looked around the room and people were just wiping their eyes. I thought, I guess we did something right with that one, getting the message across. But I want to thank you again because it was just, I love the work I do for Pastor Renee Bosby. But that was absolutely one of my favorite jobs because of the mission, because of the particular thought and theory and effort and the message of that particular video. I'm going to share it on my page a little bit later. But again, let's go back and yeah, thank you so much. I am. I want to talk about the segue that you did make into community service, because it is such a special thing, and it's such a special thing that you're doing. Your organization certainly offers a great deal of support, and you mentioned the pandemic a few minutes ago when I introduced you, and that was one of the things that came to my mind to talk to you about, because so many people found themselves in situations that they never even considered that they would have to face, particularly for the reasons that that they did, that the pandemic changed a lot of things, changed lives and livelihood. And I'm wondering if you can give me an idea what that looked like for your organization and others when people found themselves having to turn to you.
Well, you know, it's interesting because people ask that all the time, and they say, you know, during the height of the pandemic, and who knows when the height is, but let's say 6 months, 7, 8 months ago, yes, we did have a lot of people knocking on our door. But it wasn't what you thought. It wasn't people lined up saying that, you know, I'm about to be evicted or I just got evicted. It was more people like we're in trouble or we're about to be in trouble. Because, as you know, mm-hmm. with Star of Hope, we can help people overnight or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days or a week or two in short-term recovery. But we also would like to help them for long-term recovery, so that we'd rather have you not just for 3 weeks. We'd rather have you for oh my gosh, up to 8 months or 9 months or even a year, and help change your life with structured recovery programs. So that's mainly what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But we did open our doors to the people who did need help. And a lot of times they needed help just by somebody to talk to and get some guidance. And we have, in addition to everything else, we have an extended services department. And that's what they do. And that's what they have been shining at over the last year. So people will come to them and we'll sit down and say, okay, first of all, if you need some immediate care, we do have some government money. Let me give you that so you can stay in a hotel for a couple of weeks, and let's get you some guidance. And then we'll put them together with agencies that we know can help, or churches where they can get some extra funding, et cetera. So we've been doing that in addition to taking care of the folks who are homeless for other reasons.
Yeah, I figured that it would be a place that people could turn to, even as you said, we're not the ones that really felt there was an urgency to have housing. Will you tell us, can you give us any particular scenarios? And I'm wanting you to paint a picture, because we're apparently, by all appearances, we're not out of this situation. And so,
no, we're not.
With it having come as fast and furious as it has, people are still, you know, their heads are spinning and lives are still out of control. And I don't know that, you know, directing them to necessarily the Star of Hope is the exact answer, again, for everyone. But tell us, what clientele can you can you help right now? And I think it's incredible that you said people sometimes just want to talk. But tell us how the doors are open to who, if it was an invitation, what would you, who would you say should show
anybody
up?
Anybody who is homeless, anybody who is hopeless, and it doesn't have to be pandemic related. We, of course, still have that every single day. There are some people who find themselves going to our front door because of the pandemic, because they have a different way of looking at things now. Life has sped up for them a little bit, and you know, it's, they're just trying to adjust, so to speak. And sometimes they need a week or two or three or four to be with us. And we are Christ-based. We have a Christian foundation, so that we can help them from that particular point of view as well. So we can do that, but it's interesting. People say, you know, how do people become homeless? What causes homelessness? And I say, how long do you have? Because that list is endless. It could be bad choices. It could be drug use. It could be alcoholism. It could be domestic violence. It could be so many different things. And we see it all every single day. And we open up our arms and our doors to these people, whether it be single men who are downtown, or maybe single women who sometimes are downtown, or maybe just staying, doing some couch surfing, staying, you know, with friends, and then ending up at a hotel for a week or two, and then staying with friends again and overstaying their welcome. Or it could be a mom with two or three kids that maybe they've been trying to just handle themselves, and they're living in their car or maybe an abandoned building, and they got to the point where they just can't do it anymore, and they end up at our front door. There's just so many different scenarios. I have a couple of stories if you like.
I'd love to hear them.
There's this one girl, and I'm going to give you her real name, because she's about to do a testimony for us at a big banquet. Her name is Candace. And Candace, in the year 2016, was married, just freshly, newly married, storybook ahead of them. And she announced to her husband that she was pregnant. And they were all excited. And toward the end of the term, the doctor said, it's a boy. But the horrible news is that there's some sort of a genetic chrome thing going on, very rare, and he will be born, but he will be handicapped both mentally and physically, and he probably won't be alive more than a year. Well, she gave birth to him, called him Johnny, and that was all true. Had to feed him through a tube, just did so much she could possibly do for him medically, and he did pass away after about a year. About 6 months later, the doctor said, you're pregnant again. But, you know, it's okay, because in less than 20% of this would ever happen again. Well, it did. And again, she had a boy. And again, the rare genetic disease showed its very ugly head. And this particular boy, James, lived only about 6 months. Well, after that, you can imagine what it did to her, and imagine what it did to the husband. He couldn't handle it. He started drinking. He did drugs. He got divorced. He disappeared. So now here's Candace, loss of two children and also the man that she thought she was going to spend her life with. So she started going into drugs, got in with the wrong crowd, started living on the streets. And after a couple of years or so, she had met someone, had another child. This boy was born healthy and beautiful. Unfortunately, the dad was a druggie, and he got lost. He disappeared. And she figured, it's time to get some help because of my baby. My baby needs a future. So she found her way to the Star of Hope and stayed with us for about a year and a half. With structured recovery programs, we helped her get a job. We helped her up her education. We helped her with life skills. We helped her strengthen her faith. We helped her every way we possibly could. And she got to the point where now she is in independent housing, and she, because she wanted to go to school and she had worked with the children so much, she actually decided she wanted to become a nurse. So she is now a full-time nursing student. She has gotten her life together. She's lost about 60 pounds. She's sober. She's clean. She's full of God. She's full of grace. She's full of hope. And she has now a five-year-old boy by the name of Christian, and they are starting life all over again. Now, that's not your typical, you know, most people think, well, you got a guy who's drunk and he's on the streets and he's got a sign. But there are so many different ways that the homeless come to us and why.
Well, that's a pretty incredible story. And again, I tell you, I love having them shared because the lack of hope, I feel, has permeated the hearts of people so much during this thing. And for a couple of reasons, it's very hard to understand, to wrap our heads around what really has happened or is happening. And, you know, I chuckle, but I'm not because I think it's funny. But, you know, when you look for some comfort for your mind, you can almost see why someone might look to the only type of source they feel calms their thoughts and their anxiety. So when I hear the ability, the strength, the fortitude to break away from that, I just love that message can be conveyed to people that, yes, you can. You can do it. And there are people who will love you. There are organizations who truly care. There are so many organizations and churches who will wrap their arms around you and help you get through it if you just go ahead and reach out. And that's the critical part, because I still see people on the street. I saw a man just 2 days ago that was kind of listlessly walking around the parking lot. And my heart, I looked at him and I thought that somebody's dad, was probably somebody's mm-hmm. husband, you know, somebody's mm-hmm. son, you know. And I have even told various people, you know, go ahead and reach out to an organization. You know, call, and I'll mention one or two to help you, because I know that the help really is there if they really want to get help. But, you know, it's incredible stories like you just shared that, you know, are happening more than we get to hear about, but they're happening. You said you had a couple. Is there another one you can tell us about?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Let me tell you about a girl by the name of Gina. This is back when we had our Women and Family shelter downtown, just a little bit south of Minute Maid Park. And there was a restaurant that my wife and I would go to. And we came out of this restaurant late one night, and we knew the owner. And it's about midnight, and this homeless person approached us as the owner is saying goodbye and we're getting ready to go in our car and we have our little to-go package. And this homeless person just started to come to us, and the owner said, "No, get away, get away, get away." And she said, "I just want something to eat." And I said, "Well, wait a minute, that's different. Come over here." And as this person came here, the odor got just more and more, and I realized that it was a woman.
Yes, sir.
Dressed up in a heavy coat and a baseball cap. And I said, "How can I help you?" She said, "I'm just hungry." And I said, "Where did you sleep last night?" And she said, "Under the bridge," and she pointed. And I said, "Well, you know, I work with Star of Hope, and you know, and tomorrow morning you can go in just right down the street, and they'll take you in, and they'll get you a shower, and they'll get you some food, and give you some love, and give you some hope." She was like, "No, I can't do that. I have all my stuff right here." And I said, "What brought you out on the streets?" And she said, "I was a corporate secretary." She said, "I had cancer, and I went through all of my insurance, and nobody was here to help me. So I ended up here on the streets drinking." And while she's doing this, she's clutching a crucifix in her hand that was around her neck. And she said, I just want to exist every day. That's it. I just want to get through it." And I said, "It's dangerous out here." And she says, "I'm okay." And she pulls out a steak knife. She says, "Me and another person, we're okay." And I said, "No, get your stuff and let's put it in the car and I'll take you there now." "No, I don't want to leave my stuff." And I said, look, here's my card. What I want you to do is think about it overnight. Tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, go to this place, Star of Hope, right down the street, check in, and let's change your life. She said, yeah, sure. And that was it. I went home that night, and I couldn't sleep. I was just, I kept smelling her. I kept looking at her eyes. I kept listening to her sobs. And before she left, I hugged her. And I don't think anybody's hugged her in quite some time. So Sunday morning comes. I'm drinking coffee. I'm reading the Sunday paper, looking at the clock, knowing that the Star of Hope has opened now. Nothing for the first hour, the second hour. The third hour, she calls. And she says, I'm here. Thank you.
Wow.
God bless you. Amazing.
Wow. Yes. Yes. Yes, it only takes
and
putting one foot in front of you or making one phone call.
It does, you know, and we literally change lives every day. That sounds cliche-ish, but it's so true. It is so true. One of our things is that you may be homeless, but you're not hopeless, and we're there for that.
Right. Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, again, I appreciate you sharing that. I think they have a profound message in them, and that's so much what I try to get across. I need takeaways and purpose with my shows, and I'm grateful for those testimonies. Thank you so much. I'd like to talk a little bit about your programs and just give us some tidbits on how they work, because I think a lot of people like to know that too. You've got several. Maybe you want to highlight a couple of them and how they help people get past some of the more serious issues that they may face, particularly like substance abuse.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a recovery program for substance abuse, which is basically, it's like a 12-step Bible-based program. We also have recovery programs like Life Skills to help women, especially, who maybe don't know everyday skills like writing a check or how to balance a checkbook or maybe talking about sexually transmitted diseases or things that you and I talk about and take for granted. A lot of these people are generational, and they just were not raised with this, how to make a nutritious meal for their child. So we help them in that area. We help them with employment. We help make sure that they are skilled in the computer enough to be able to put together a resume and look for a job online as well. And we help them with mock job interviews, and we help them answer questions like, why should I hire you? You're a felon and homeless, and how to deal with things like that. We also help them with education. Maybe they don't even have a GED, and we help them get a GED and become a good example to their children, because education is so very important. And with the children, we don't talk about if you go to college, but we talk about when you go to college. So we're always building a foundation for the future. Those are just some of the things that we help out with.
Well, that sure is plenty. Now, I do have the link on the page for the radio show that we're doing right now, but if you want to give out some additional information, like the address and the phone number where people can reach out, that would be great.
Sure, thank you. The number is 713-748-0700, and if you call that and ask for Scott Arthur, I'll be more than happy to chat with you. We're at sohmission.org, O-R-G, sohmission.org, and we have a website that is probably 6 feet deep. It is just full of stories, full of all sort of motivating speeches, full of everything that we do here at Star of Hope. It's full of hope, for sure. And I would invite you, and this means you too, to come out to our brand new facility, which is called Cornerstone Community. It is home to 180 single women and 130 families. There is nothing like it in America. And I will give you a personal tour of the place. It's amazing.
I'm sure. We'll wrap after this, Scott, and I want to thank you so much for being my guest. You're incredible. Incredible guy. I know you must have something real special coming up for Thanksgiving.
We do, and we do a Thanksgiving meal, and basically it's $2.80 if you guys want to help out. It's a holiday meal for $2.80, and that's with all the fixing and all the stuffing and everything like that. And it's a real reason for everybody to get together. Volunteers come and they help us serve that Thanksgiving meal. And we used to take them all out to the Hard Rock Cafe, but unfortunately the Hard Rock Cafe no longer exists. So once we get COVID behind us, we're going to be looking for another restaurant so we can take hundreds and hundreds of the families and kids out for a special Thanksgiving. But meanwhile, we just give thanks within ourselves.
Indeed. Well, again, I thank you, sir. It's been a delight. It's been informative. It's been inspiring, to say the least, to have you speak to us today. You keep up the amazing work that you're doing. I know that it's going to be your entire life's mission, I can tell. And I do hope to pay a visit. I think when I was there the last time, you were just building on a facility. Maybe that was, I can't recall exactly how many years ago, but I did get a tour of that building, and maybe you can help me remember which one it was. It was maybe one of the first four families for women and their families.
Yes, it was probably the beginning of that, because we moved into that entire 48-acre campus 2 days before Harvey.
Yeah.
So it was probably right around that time.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was just beautiful, just beautiful.
It
so
is.
Anyway,
it is beautiful. I call it the University of Hope.
It is that. Thank you for bringing so much hope to the platform today. I appreciate you, and again, keep up the amazing work. I'm going to reach out to you again soon. I had a real interesting inspiration listening to you and that I'd like to share and see if there might be some opportunity to talk about manifesting that. So I will reach out to you sooner than later, sir.
Well, I always look forward to communicating with you. You are hope personified. Thank you so much.
You're such a, thank you for saying that. I appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day. Appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you for asking, and I enjoy spending the time with you. God bless.
All right. Take care. Talk to you soon. And I want to thank all of you, too, as well, for being with us today. I love, 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 if you only knew how much I love bringing inspiration and hope and encouragement and empowerment to you. Oh, if you only knew. I don't get paid for doing this. The best thing I get out of it is knowing that I've helped somebody in some small way just by hearing what happens here. And fortunately, I do get feedback that tells me so. So I hope today offered you some insight to maybe something that may help you or someone else. Please, please share the link for today's show if you think there's someone that's in need of the particular type of service that we talked about today. I want to mention to you, as I have in the last few weeks, that I've got books on Amazon. Yes, I do. What is Faith is still there, alive and well. And my new book, Stay in the Ring, they are both on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and then enter Silver Ray Fox Books, and there you have it. I'll pop up there in living color, and you can get those books delivered to you. I don't know what the timing is now with the holiday season having kicked in, but I sure would like to see you have them. You will be further inspired and encouraged. I promise you that. Also, I have a blog that I don't mention a lot. It's at silverrayfox.com, where I have a gazillion articles that I have written to build self-esteem, professional self-esteem, personal self-esteem. Again, give more encouragement, empowerment, because that's how I do. That's what I do. So take a look at that. And another blog I do daily, I don't always share this on social media, but I am going to encourage you to sign up to get the emails, because they drop in your box every day if you sign up for them. But that website is Faith is How We Live, Faith is How We Live. .blogspot.com. Faith is How We Live. .blogspot.com. Check it out. There are a lot of short daily messages, a word for you for that day, for that moment, some type of empowerment, a message that I know, again, sometimes, you know, it just takes a little bit of something to get you through the day, the week, or the year, or just change things completely just by reading something. I know, because it's happened to me. So anyway, you take a look again. Faith is How We Live. Blogspot.com and SilverRayBox.com. And again, check out the Star of Hope Mission website, SOHmission.com, for more information. I appreciate you listening today, and I'll be talking to you again next week. Just watch for some details on social media, because that's where I post it all. Thank you so much for being here with me today. In the meantime, you be good, be blessed, and be awesome.